And also, before I do that, Ted, have you signed in yet? I just want to give a
shout out. Yes, I am on. Can you hear me, Marissa?
Great. Welcome. Great. Okay, good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce both of you, and then Desrina, if you can tell your story have about 15 minutes, and then Ted can talk for maybe about 15 minutes, and then we'll open it to question and answer after that. So we started recording. So I'm going to mute everyone except for Ted and Desrina now.
Conference muted.
Okay, Desrina, can you hear me? No, because I think I've accidentally muted you as well. Okay. Desrina, can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, great. So, it's my pleasure to introduce you this wonderful woman who will share her story of her healing journey. So, so why don't you start by telling a little how your journey began.
Thank you, Marissa.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Desrina Robertson. I am 44 years old. My story began in 2008, January 2008. I was doing the BSC, the breast self examination. I realized that there was a small mass at the upper right of my right breast. I immediately went to my doctor and informed her of my findings. She sent me to do a mammogram. After doing the mammogram revealed that there was something suspicious. So I had to do further tests, meaning biopsy. In 2 days' time, I went to the hospital and I had the needle biopsy done. And in about half an hour, it was confirmed that I had breast cancer. At first, it was very heartrending. It was a very, very, very delicate situation. And it put me in really a bad state of mind, but I followed up on the doctor's advice, and when I went to the doctor, he advised me that the best option was to do a mastectomy, that is removing the entire breast. I went in the second week of January to have the mastectomy done, but 2 days before I had the mastectomy, the head consultant came in and he spoke with me and he said that I have an option. I can either do a lumpectomy or I can do the mastectomy. Well, I opted for the lumpectomy. I had surgery done, and after surgery, it was successful. I was followed up with chemotherapy treatment. I had 6 stages of chemotherapy treatment, followed by 5 weeks of radiation treatment. While going through my chemotherapy treatment, I was so sick. I had this nauseous feeling. I was very weak. I began to lose weight. My complexion changed. I lost my hair. It was not a really nice situation. But thanks be to God, one evening I was listening to my radio and I heard this wonderful man, Mr. Ted Emmanuel. He was on the radio speaking about different types of illnesses. I took his number and made an appointment. I am living in St. James in Montego Bay, so I had to journey to Kingston to see him. I went and I saw Mr. Emmanuel. I can tell you that he is somebody comfortable who you can sit with and speak with. He explained my situation. We went through a phase where he taught me and he sensitized me of what my illness is. He told me that the cancer is like a river, like my bloodstream is like a river that has a lot of debris in it. And in order for that river to flow freely, you'd have to get rid of those debris. So therefore, he sensitized me and the type of sickness that I have. And he also ensured me that there was help as long as I followed his instructions. He placed me on a program for 4 months. where I had different food diet. I had herbal tea to drink so as to purify the blood. And in the first month after following his treatment, I began to feel much better. I started feeling a bit stronger, and so I followed on. At the start of the program, I was overweight, weighing 214 pounds. But by the end of the 4 months, I weighed 165 pounds. At the end of the 4 month program, I went back to my doctor. While going through my chemotherapy, I had to do tests in between. At one point, the mammogram shows that I had infiltrating fatty tissues on my liver, which was caused by the chemotherapy. After Mr. Emmanuel's program, I went back to my doctor. I did all the relevant tests over. I did the mammogram. I did the ultrasound for the pelvic and the abdomen. And I also did a chest x-ray. I also did a complete blood work. And surprisingly, everything was in normal range. There was no mammographic evidence of malignancy. And my doctor was surprised. They had asked me what I did. I tried to explain, and they were very impressed.
How long was it since from you started eating that way did you go back for those blood tests?
It was about exactly 4 months and 2 weeks.
Wow.
After the program.
It's in 4 months. That's great.
Yes. And there was no mammographic evidence of malignancy. All the blood work was in normal range. And I was also diagnosed with two small uterine fibroids. At the end of that 4 months, the fibroids disappeared. I also had hypertension for the past 5 to 6 years. My blood pressure was never normal. And at the end of that 4 months, my blood pressure went to 120 over 40, amazingly. Therefore, I am now not on any hypertensive medication, as my blood pressure is in normal range.
Wow. Did you imagine on it? Did you do anything different, or they just healed? Right.
The only thing that I did different was changing my diet completely.
Great.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Yes, Ted. So, do you want to chime in now and talk a little bit about how you helped her and specifically what kind of foods and diet did you recommend and condition it?
Okay, let me first of all say good evening to our listeners, wherever you may be. Let me say good evening also to Desiree, and let me commend her for her courage, because you see, I do this thing every day, but with the many thousands of people I've helped in the many 40 years, 50 years that I've been involved, people are reluctant, thinking that their disorder is a secret, so they don't want to disclose to anybody that they have this or they are having challenges. But nothing is a secret. You know, this temple of ours belongs to Almighty God. And whatever it is you have that you think is so special as a disorder, I can ask you to let it go, because that's the only way that your body will free it up and get rid of whatever it is that you have created. My approach, Marissa, and thanks a lot for having me on. Let me thank Fiakushi himself And Fee and I, in the past couple of months, we've made good friends. His father is my teacher. Sensei Dr. Miki Akushi is my teacher. I've known him since back in the days in South Street with Denny Wexman. As a matter of fact, I spoke with Mr. Wexman just this week. And as I mentioned to Mr. Wexman, he is also, along with my teacher, the great Miki Akushi, he is also my inspiration. That's what they keep me going and helping our fellow man wherever they are. As far as Desreen is concerned, when she came to me, I explained to her that she didn't have a problem. She was anemic, grossly overweight, but anemic. Well, how is that? If a person is already overweight and they're eating every day, how can they be anemic? She was grossly anemic from lack of absorption. And I told her that's exactly the route that I will take. Well, let me just jump back and say that I am a naturopath whose approach is the macrobiotic way. Well, a lot of persons, when they hear the word macrobiotics, they think about brown rice and thinking macrobiotics meaning brown rice. It is not so at all, not really. Macro being big and biotics life is the full study of life. So we see the body as a whole and not as a part. We work with the body from a systematic perspective and not a symptomatic one. Let me just say God bless our medical doctors wherever they are, because we know that they're doing the best they can with what they have. But you see, Marissa, food is life. Mm-hmm. Food is energy. Food is intelligence. And without food, sickness can never be definitively cured nor corrected. It is food that holds the key to the blood. The blood is who and what we are. The condition of our blood will make us inferior or superior. But it takes understanding, divine understanding. And if you are not ready, willing, and able to free your mind up and learn to understand the divine principles of biological law, you will always fail. So you make a simple thing like diabetes that is so easily corrected, you make that into a monster. Disorders are not monsters. These disorders are coming from your body. Our bodies that we've created along with universal order. So we create the so-called monsters in us, like a thing like cancer. Cancer is a complement to man. It is not the enemy. We make cancer cells the enemy. We must remember it is our own cells that are not doing well because they're out of harmony based on the fatty acids or the sugary things or the starchy things that we consume. In the end, they convert to fat and will overburden the endocrine system and will create problems. And this is how I was able to help Desreen and the many thousands of people I've been helping, from cardiovascular problems, cancer, diabetes, you name it. I am able to guarantee now, that if you follow the program for 120 days, you will be on the road for recovery. Now, people are thinking, listening to Desreen, they're thinking tonight, well, hey, they're going to call Emmanuel up tomorrow, and within 3 to 4 months, they're going to be free of whatever stage cancer they have. And that's not necessarily so. It's your willingness to change so you don't cheat. When Desreen started the first program, the first part of the program, she did not do well. So I told her I will not see her. I will not give her the second part of the program until she completed the first. So, between herself and my secretary, she went and she did the program exactly as I instructed. Well, she is the living proof. She's right here talking to you. And just as easily as she said it, that's how it happened. There's no big, big miracle. The miracle is what God has done with the human body when he designed it. It's one of the most unique machines that God has ever put together. And if we take care of it and we treat it right, we treat ourselves right, with love and compassion to ourselves, things, big things will happen.
Do you want to talk a little bit about, I'm just curious about what the difference between
the types of things?
I was going to say, you didn't tell Desiree the second part of the program until she completed the first. How did,
okay.
What did you do to differentiate the first and the second part of the program?
Okay. Let me explain. It takes the body 120 days approximately to make a complete transition,
mm-hmm.
Okay, between the red and white blood cells. Now, I take it in parts, four parts. I break it into four legs. The first is to detoxify, purify, and harmonize both red and white blood cells. I don't only do that. I also shrink the vessels back to normalcy so that the heart can start to work properly. The second month is where we start to make blood. Now, blood making is crucial to every one of us, but most people don't make blood. Even if they're eating blood making things, they're eating green leafy vegetables, for instance, and they're getting adequate exercise. They walk, they stretch once in a while. Well, that might not be enough to make blood. Absorption is important. So if you're not absorbing the chlorophyll, you're not absorbing the oxygen. The cells are not getting the oxygen because of fatty buildup around them. And that fat is repelling the food, water, and oxygen. Then you're going to be in trouble because absorption is not being optimized. So we make sure that the blood is clean for the first month, and then we continue that cleansing process as we go into the blood-making phase in the second month. The third month, however, we start to give these new infants, these baby cells, we start to give them baby protein, meaning we give them punier molecules of protein instead of your larger fatty molecules. I'll give you an example. Between lentil and split peas, chickpeas. Between lentil and chickpeas, I will make sure that I recommend chickpeas, split peas, azuki beans, mung beans, those smaller molecule beans, so that those babies can be fed. Just like when you have a baby, you don't give the baby stuff you give adults. So we treat these cells the same way. The fourth and final phase of the program is where we bring in larger molecules like, say, fish. But certain types of fish, certain size fish. We recommend mostly white flesh fish rather than your darker, oilier type fish, even though people say, well, the omega-3 and you get omega from these things, you have to be very careful with the size of the fish and the color of the fish, the nature of the fish, and so on. So we give you fish, we give you seafood and organic poultry. Okay? So this last phase is to really strengthen the organism even more so, especially if the person is getting adequate exercise at this point. Because in the first part of the program, some persons become very weak. There are many factors why, and one of is because of the switch in diet. they scorn the food. They look at the food and like, hey, I don't want to eat this much. Oh, I'm eating the same thing over and over. The other thing that is recommended highly here in this program is sea vegetables. People just don't know enough about sea vegetables. These wonderful vegetables from the ocean, they are high in minerals and trace elements. They are particularly important in your everyday dietary intake. Now, they have a thing that is called Fucoidin. Fucoidin, that's F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N, Fucoidin. And these sea vegetables with Fucoidin we get mostly from Okinawa, because it's been proven that the Okinawan Fucoidin sea vegetables are better. So we mostly use the ones from that area. But wakame and kombu and nori and those seaweeds, they have a high concentration of the Fucoidin. That's that slippery, slimy thing that people scorn. That is what separates these cancer cells and have them go into what is called apoptosis. This is where they disperse and they're no longer so-called harmful to you, okay? Because once they disperse and they're on their own, they're just like other normal cells. It's just that they're out of sync with the body. So those are things that we recommend. Pure water, drinking water. The molecules must be puny molecules. So you want to find water that is really, really first class. And there's a few out there in the market, okay? Let me just go back again. Exercise is crucial. A lot of times people, they get so upset with themselves because they're hearing this word cancer, cancer, cancer. They don't want exercise, but exercise is crucial. The other thing is when you're upset like that, you don't sleep. And sleeping here for the nervous system is crucial, along with pure, healthy, balanced nourishment. So that's why we say it's a macrobiotic approach to health and wellness, a lifestyle change through energy solutions. So we're after harmony, balance.
That's great. I mean, what you're saying is just fantastic, fantastic knowledge here. One thing I wanted to ask about was how in your fourth phase you mentioned that in addition to fish, you would recommend organic poultry.
Yes.
You want to elaborate a little bit on that?
Okay, chickens that are not raised in a fowl coop, in a setting where they raise them by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, that's not a too good idea. Chickens are made to be walking around, pecking on rocks and, pebbles and seeds and so forth, I can write a book on just chickens alone and their pecking order. But let's move away from that. It's important that the chicken be, or the poultry be organic, because we know how these other chickens are raised. Within weeks, they're on your table. You know, with all the chemicals and the hormones and antibiotics that they put in them. So we go for, if we're going to recommend poultry, we say organic. And again, the percentages, okay, of the grains versus your protein and your vegetables must be mapped out properly and carefully, because everybody is different, as we all know that. Desiree
right.
was weighing 214 pounds, so she was having a metabolic problem. So I had to incorporate things like ginger, cayenne, and other stimulants to the program to make sure that her blood was moving. If she did not go and do any exercise. I make sure I get circulation moving within her body for excretion. The bowel must always be free. The entire GI tract must be cleaned. If you're having any kind of constipation, you're going to have problems with impurities, and you don't want that in the blood. Not when you're detoxifying, you don't want that at all. You don't want it in there anyway. But I mean, during this time, you want everything removed. And you do this thing in repetition over and over and over. The blood becomes pure. It takes on the characteristics of what you're putting in. So it's good to know the percentage of land vegetables versus the percentage of sea vegetables. It is good to know what percentage of rice you're going to use versus millet. I combine rice with millet because millet is very high in B6 and other B vitamins and is very good for the nervous system. Okay? It offers a certain amount of protein, but protein is not what we are focused on at the first two levels of the program. We concentrate on getting the blood clean, removing the excess protein intake. What protein you get a little from the rice, you get some from the sea vegetables because they're very high in protein, but we make sure that it's a small enough percentage where the blood won't go out of whack and becomes acidic all over again. So we keep it in an alkaline range. We go after alkalinity until we get that blood where we want. We bring that pH up. That's my job, is to bring it up. Well, how I know, and I'm not giving any test? Well, through sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste, I am quite capable of seeing the skin. I am a skin specialist. So through the skin, the condition of the skin, marks, moles, warts, freckles, its thickness, thinness, roughness, dryness, oiliness, doughiness, I'm able to assess that person's condition, metabolically and otherwise, and I am able to see the condition, the exact condition that these organs are in. And she was already drinking too much fluid. She was oversaturating her cells, burdening the outside of the cells with the liquid because the fluid is not going into the cells, so it's staying outside of the cells, making the body appears to be very, very big, something that people are calling fat. She was not fat at all. As I explained to her, if she was fat, she would have been dead at 214 pounds because the vessels would have shut off. But she wasn't fat. She was just carrying a pool of uric acid, and I had to get rid of all that urine from her body, and that's exactly what I did. She is still not out of the woodwork, so she is not to go back and start to splurge all over again. She was well instructed, and if she continues this way, she'll never develop that type and level of cancer again in her life. But if she goes back feeling, well, I'm out of it now, it's been how long, a year or two or whatever, and I'm going to go back and start eating all the things all over again, it is going to come right back because her body is already predisposed heavily to this type of development. So it's not as easy as I'm saying it, but it's very simple. It takes guidance. It takes a good coach. A coach who will listen, and a coach who will speak up when the truth needs to come out. We have to stop lying to patients and scaring them and telling them all these things rather than teaching them how to fish. Okay? We ought to stop scaring people with this thing about cancer killing people. Cancer does not kill people. Your condition, the condition that you're in, that you've created, or your parents have created, that will destroy you. It is not you yourself, because the cancer is you. It's your cells that went bad. And unless they clump up, which is caused by your intake of fatty acids that will cause them to proliferate at a rapid rate, then they're going to store those cells somewhere, just like a beehive. And once that happens, as they expand, as the mass expands, it's going to press up against organs, it's going to press up against glands and vessels and so forth and create problems. But you cannot say that it is the cancer cells causing this problem. It is your poor judgment, either from birth or during your adulthood. And yes, arrogance has a lot to play here, because a lot of people know things are not to be had, to be consumed, and they say, well, hey, I've been eating this all along. It didn't bother me. It has never bothered me. My mother ate this, and this is what she prepared. Oh, she cooked this for my dad, and my dad loved it, so I can have it too. And then they have you thinking, well, if your father or your mother, if they have cancer or diabetes or cardiovascular problems, that you will have it. That's not necessarily true, because these are learned behavior. They're not actually what you would consider genetics. These are learned behavior. Genetics will play a big part here, but remember, conditions are subject to change, and they change from moment to moment. Depends on where we live, where we go, where we frequent, what we put in on our inside, okay, how much, when, how often we do these things. These will determine exactly how fast or how slow you will develop a particular type of disorder or diseases. And it's just as simple as that. And that's what macrobiotic really means. It is to see the full picture and correct abnormalities in its fullness, in its entirety, not just doing a part. I teach reflexology, for instance. I've taught it, I should say. But I am also a shiatsu specialist. I was taught by Wataru Ohashi, my sensei, the great master of shiatsu therapy. But to get back to my point, reflexology is limited because you're only working on the hands and the feet. Why not the whole body? Why shortchange the person?
No, absolutely.
Well, I don't feel
I totally
like working on the entire body, so I'm just going to limit myself to the hands and the feet. Well, that's sad, because guess what? I used to think that. I thought that, I had that type of thinking, that mindset, until I became familiar with Sensei Miki Okushi.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a connection between not what you put in your body to what you're doing with your body, to your physical exercise, to your sleeping habits. It's a combination of all, and you're right, that's exactly what macrobiotic is. It is finding a balance between all of that. And thank you so much. You know, everything that you're saying is just so true, and, you know, it's so fascinating too, especially your 4-month program and really how you defined what each month does and step by step, you know, and it's just really fascinating. So thank you for that. What I want to do now is I want to open it to some questions for you. Unfortunately, I believe Desiree has left us, so I wanted her to follow up on some of the things that you were saying too, but she seems to have left the conference. But if anyone has questions for Ted, what you can do is you can press 5, the number 5, and then star on your phone right now, and I'd be able to see you do this, and then I can unmute you, and you'd be able to ask any questions that you might have. So are there any questions out there for Ted right now? Anything, and you know, he's been talking about a great deal of information, really, really wonderful information. So okay, we have one question from Cheryl. Yes. Hi, Cheryl. Oh, can you hear us, Cheryl?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Ted.
Hi there.
That was amazing to hear the reasoning and how everything goes. I'm a client of Denny Waxman, and I never asked why.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I just follow the
so,
rules.
You're so privileged, my dear. That's a wonderful, spirited human being. So I must, you know, tell you, you're in good hands.
I do believe that, and I just do as I'm told. I don't ask any questions, and you've just explained everything I always wanted to know, and I wanted to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So if someone's traveling to Jamaica, is there somewhere where you can get microbiotic food that's prepared there?
Yes, yes, you can get things done a certain way. I wouldn't say all out macro. There are a couple of places, but they're hard to find, and Jamaica is not a small place, you know?
Sure.
I was in Negril yesterday. It took me 6 hours to drive from Kingston to Negril. Well, I'm not a fast driver, so it would take normally like 4.5, 5 hours or so, you
wow.
know. So someone in Negril cooking macrobiotics, you don't want to go to Negril to eat lunch.
No.
You starve on the way, right?
Yeah. Is there anybody in Montego Bay?
Yes, in Montego Bay you can get food. There are a couple of sisters there doing macro. A couple of places. As a matter of fact, you know, I am about to reopen a full-fledged center. As a matter of fact, I went yesterday and today to look at the place. And we will have all those things at the center, you know, where you can eat. But again, I am in Kingston, so if you're in Montego Bay or Outer Reyes, you don't want to have lunch with me.
How about I just call?
Eventually, we will have things all around the island.
Perfect.
What's your question?
I was just going to say, I'll just call you when I'm planning to come, and I'll let you know. We usually go to beaches, so I think it's like Boston.
Okay. So you already been to our beautiful country.
Oh, yes. We love it.
Yeah. Listen, one doesn't have to come to Jamaica. We welcome you anyway. Come down and spend some money and get some of our beautiful sunshine and our hospitality. But the main thing here you don't have to come to Jamaica to come to me for me to help you. You can be anywhere in the world, and I will evaluate you. You can send me you can email me a photograph, and I'll tell you anything you want to know about your past. I go back 7 generations, and I go forward 7 generations. I am a physiognomist. So you don't have to actually come here. I do the program online. I've been doing it now for hundreds of people worldwide.
Okay, that sounds great, too.
I wanted to know where to get. So you really don't have to be here.
Ted, do you want to give contact information or a website or a phone number where people might be able to contact you?
My website is www.TedEmmanuel with 1 M, please. There are other Ted Emmanuels out there. Some of them even copying what I am doing. They're not me. You go to my website, you'll see I'm standing in a nice red shirt with my hand in my pocket, and I'm very casual and very easy. But it's www.TedEmmanuel.com. My email is simply TedEmmanuel@CW, that's C as in come, W as in week, Jamaica.com.
That's great. And I see I'm on your website right now, and there's a story of, you know, Desiree, Desiree Miller is featured, and you can read more her complete story on there as well. So
there are lots of stories on there. If you go to, for instance, testimonials or accomplishments or news and events, you see I am the only person who ever made headline news over Barack Obama when I was in London last, when he was there, I was there a year and a half ago.
Wow. Yes, and
the story is there, and there are many other stories. There's one with a young lady from Ohio. She had lymphoma. That story is a very compelling story, especially for women. For women. Okay, it's the Laurel Finch story, miraculous story. She had lymphoma. It was 14 of them in therapy. 13 of them died within 3 months. She's still alive. It's been over 7 years now, 7 years now.
Wow, that's
incredible. Wonderful story. There's also a big story there with the HTLV, which is the human T-cell lymphotropic virus type 1. It's a big problem here in Jamaica, but it's also in various parts of the world like Japan and India. But these three countries, Japan, India, and Jamaica, are the three heaviest affected by this virus. I'm the only person to date who has eradicated this virus. And I've done it, and I'm still doing it with the same similar program that I did with Desiree. Okay, HTLV, you look that up anywhere. It's a big virus. It will paralyze you. But that's another story.
That's incredible. Yeah, maybe that's another story we can have on this call one time. Maybe we can get him on there to talk about
yes.
it a little bit.
He's one of the top musicians you have in Jamaica. His name is Glen Roy Samuels, and after Glen Roy, we've had many others with HTLV that we've helped. And again, I do this within 4 to 6 months. It's unheard of. No one has ever eradicated the HTLV, which is a part of the HIV. It's a part of the HIV strain. I'm the only person. I'm not looking to brag here. I'm just telling you the truth. So that story is also there in accomplishments on my website.
That's great. That's great. Is there any other questions out there for Ted right now? Please feel free to just press 5-star on your phone, and I'll be able to see who has a question. It'll pop up on my screen over here. So we just have another 5 minutes, or I can wrap it up. So
may I read my mission statement and share it with the audience?
Absolutely.
Okay. I aim to give guidance to individuals to help themselves and others, and so bring hope, knowledge, and truth to them about the tremendous benefits of natural healing and living. Accepting no limitations to the ability of the human body to heal itself. Accepting, folks, no limitations to what the human body can do as far as healing. The body will always take care of itself, but it needs assistance. It needs consideration. It needs love. It needs compassion. You have to have self-compassion. You have to have self-love. You have to love God. You have to love the universe. You have to love nature. And all things are possible after that.
Amazing. Yeah.
Just thought I'd share that with you.
I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this evening, Ted. So if there aren't any questions, I just want to wrap it up really quick here. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight and just listening to these inspiring stories, Desiree's inspiring story, and, you know, Ted's really strong, encouraging words for us. For those of you who still have any questions after this, you can go to Fia's website. That's fiakushi.com/miracles. That's PHIYAKUSHI.com/miracles. MIRACLES/. And you can write any questions or comments in this section for either Desiree or for Ted, and we will get them to answer those for you. So thank you again for sharing your amazing stories and encouraging words. And this call, as it has been recorded, it will be posted to the website either tomorrow or the next day. So for those who haven't been able to join us, can listen in. So thank you, everyone. And I'm going to stop recording now.